Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel on the base, 5 lines from the foot of the page, Tani Hamayim. Tani Hamayim Bekakois Aboyim Sa. The Tosefta says that venom is annulled in 40 sa of water collected on the ground. Rav Nechemya Amar, Kadeshate Chavis Shaitan, it should say Mismale Behen. Rav Nechemya says enough water to fill an earthenware barrel used as a raft. Hayayim ben mekelim ben mekakoyes kolshehu, hayayim kozmanshu toises, ein bo mishum giloi, kama toises, ad shloisha yomim. But as for wine, whether it's in vessels or collected on the ground, even if there's a large quantity of it, it's prohibited. Freshly produced wine, as long as it's effervescing, cannot become prohibited, as snakes are afraid of it. How long does it effervesce? For 3 days. V'maaseh shematzu nochash besad habor shel yayin uvor maaseh lefnei Rabbi Yehuda v'hitir. It once happened that a snake was found next to a pit of effervescing wine. The case was brought before Rabbi Yehuda, and he permitted it. Ma'yan kozmanchu moshech imbo mishum gilui. A flowing spring does not have a prohibition, since the flowing water has washed away the venom. Amu b'shmol b'nai shu Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Ma'aseh sheyard Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui etza Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Abba lebeis shariyan v'ha'u gibei shloi hayaboy ela shloishes lugim mayim v'hagishom metaftafim v'yodim v'shacha v'shasa v'amma kaze ein boy mishum gilui. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, said that once Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui went to visit his father, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, in Beis Sha'arim, and his father showed him a pit which contained only 3 log of water, and the raindrops were dripping into it. He bent down to drink it, saying that there was no concern of venom, since the drops were in close succession, and the snake would hear them and not approach. Bad Heichan, and the Gemara asked how much rain avoids the prohibition. Rabbi Mana, Bar Tanchem, Hashem, Rabbi Chanina, Ad Kadei, should say Shetadiach, HaKarasin. Rabbana Batamchun, quoting Rabbi Chanina, answered, if it's enough to wash a leak. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rav, ad kadei shiyaseh, karagli avaz. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rav, said, it's enough for the water to thread, like goose legs, this way and that. Am Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, mekevin shehuta, masha b'sade, huta, masha b'bayis. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha said that when such rainwater flows into the house, it's also not prohibited. Tani v'hoishia egiluyim noigim b'aretz and b'chutz la'aretz ben b'yemais hachama ben b'yemais hageshomim. V'hoishia said in the Baisa, the prohibition applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz, whether in the summer or in the rainy season. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi man tana nikurin v'megamliel d'megamliel oimer af anachash shehu meki. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said that the opinion in the Mishnah that's concerned for a snake eating from food is v'megamliel. This can be found in the Mishnah in Maseches Parah, where it says, if any creeping thing drinks from the Parah at Parah Duma waters, they don't become disqualified, aside from a weasel, because when it drinks, it spits out what it drank, and some of its saliva goes into the water. Rav Gamliel even prohibits when a snake drank, since it spits out. Am Rav Yonah, Ma'achpalan, Mitzvah Gabi Nikurin, V'leikain, Tani, Ro'at, Sipor, Nokeres, Bata'ina, Ba'achba, Ba'vatiach, Ha'ezer, Oser, Ani, Oimim, Mokim, Aneke, Ochlei. And Rabbi Yonah rejects as he says, why are you comparing the validity of the Parah Duma waters to a snake eating? Didn't the Tosefta teach earlier that if one saw a bird nibbling from a fig or a mouse nibbling from a melon, it's prohibited, as we're concerned that they were eating from the area that a snake had previously eaten? Ram Rabbi Abba, should say Rabbi Gamliel, Duhu Amar Nachash Choyzer Umeiki. And Rabbi Abba said it was Rabbi Gamliel who said that a snake spits out. Am Rabbi Yonah, Ma'ech Baslan, Lemantzes Ligabi Nikurin, and Rabbi Yonah asked a question, asking the same question as before, why are you comparing the validity of Parah Duma waters to a snake eating? Olinin Treifa, Va'am Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbanan, De Tamon, Shachta, V'chatfoy, Ve'ivim, B'nei Me'eha, Kesheiro, Shecheskos, B'nei Me'ayim, Kosha. The Gemara asks, and concerning a Treifa, if Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rabbanan of Bavel, if a person slaughtered and wolves snatched away the intestines, it's kosher because intestines are assumed to be kosher. Why wasn't he concerned that the intestines had been perforated and therefore not kosher, if here he's concerned that a snake ate from the fruit? And the Gemara answers, the Chacham ruled to be stringent like Gamliel because of the danger to life. Tani Rav Elezer Oimer, Oichel Adam Te'ina Ve'anovim Ve'alayla Ve'ina Choshesh Shne'emah Shoyim Pesayim Hashem. Rav Elezer said in the Baisa, a person may eat figs and grapes at night without concern that a snake put his venom into them, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Tesayin, Pasuk Vav, Hashem guards the simple. Rav Yonah b'shem Rav, Dag Niko Osa. Rav Yonah, quoting Rav, said that a fish that was nibbled is prohibited. Rav Chizkia, Rav Tavi b'shem Rav, Dag Niko Chai Osa, Melicha Mischalchel, Meis Noitzel Mokam Aneke. Rav Chizkia, and Rabbi Tavi said, quoting Rav, a live fish that was nibbled is prohibited as the venom spreads throughout it. If it was salted, the salting spreads the venom throughout the fish. If it was dead but not salted, one must merely remove the area where it was nibbled. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Chir bar Abba, Avatiach shenika shenismas mesu b'nei me'eha osa. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said, quoting Rabbi Chir bar Abba, that if a melon was nibbled and its pits dissolved, it's prohibited as they dissolved because of the venom. Chad bar Nash have a ta'on melafafon noko v'achol minei la'asar b'nei Nash v'mithon avat ruin eloi v'pasakte chad bar Nash have a sani koped de'ima chad zman have a achel koped ava chad v'amalei de'ima hu v'iskalas umis. A person was once carrying nibbled sweet melons and 10 people ate from them and they all died. Some of the venom then fell on the person and cut his legs off. There was once a person who hated sheep's meat. Once he ate meat, and afterwards someone informed him that it was sheep's meat, and he was so repulsed that he died. Hamaya shawan bepundikir amunle lan havulan tlufchin vihavun amulan havulan tinan vihavun amin amulan kadamaya havun tavin maalein amulain shazalte dechivi ashkechan behoin vizkarasun umisun. Once, some donkey drivers entered an inn and asked their owner for lentils. After he gave them, they again asked for lentils and he gave them. They said, the first lentils were better than these. He told them, I found a snake spine in the first lentils, so the second time I brought you different ones. When they heard this, they were so repulsed that they died. K'siv b'rtzos Hashem d'archi ish, gam oivav yashlim, itoy, Rebbe oime ze'a kelev, Rebbe Shur ben Levi oime ze'a nachash. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Zayin, when Hashem accepts a person's ways, he will even cause his enemies to make peace with him. Rebbe says referring to a dog, and Rebbe Shur ben Levi says referring to a snake. Ve'aye chalben chalav va'ase chivya va'achem minei v'hava kalba mistakel bei kad asun yechlem mishrei navach behoin v'aspunun b'soifa achil umis. There were once some shepherds who milked an animal, and a snake came and drank from it. Their dog saw the snake drink from the milk. When they came themselves to drink from it, the dog began to bark, but they ignored it. In the end, the dog drank from it and died. Chad bar Nash aved tum shachik goy beisei va'ase chavya detor va'achemine va'havi chavya debeis debeis mistakel bei asem b'nei beisei meichel minei misha metarte alihoin afa v'lisboinenun v'kalak garmei gavei. A person once ground garlic in his home, and a wild snake came and ate from it. Their pet snake saw this, and when the household members came to eat from it, their snake became agitated and threw earth on them. They didn't understand the hint, so their snake threw itself into the garlic to save them. Chad bar Nash zamin chad rabban va'aisiv kal begabei amalei v'zion ana chayevloch amalei rabbi tivu ana mashlimle shebein aloin lekarta Al chad minhoin ba minsav itzi va'acha beitzav. A person once invited a rav to eat with them. When he came to sit at the table, the host said, sat his dog next to the rav. The rav asked if the host was trying to disgrace him. The host said, no, Rebbe, I'm trying to show appreciation for the good that my dog did for me. Once men came into the city and one tried to kidnap my wife. The dog came and attacked him in his reproductive organs and saved her.